Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Dimitri. They just transferred me over to you. Y'all been taking money out of my account, and I don't have an account with y'all. My bank had just contacted me, the fraud part of my bank, saying y'all been taking out $54 out of my account. Y'all took it out last month. And then the lady I just talked to said for a contest for a mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoever put that in, I want it canceled. I don't have memberships like that. I don't even know what this is.
Okay. Let me see here. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
132 East Beachwood, Dayton, Ohio, 45405. Why would I pay $54 a month for a blender, a contest for a blender? That don't make sense.
Okay. All right. I do see here it's for our KitchenAid, our blender. Do you remember paying $7.95 for shipping and handling?
I don't know nothing about a blender. I have never received a blender, know nothing about no membership or nothing. Period. And then she said, y'all taking out $54, keep trying to take out $54. Y'all got it last month, $54, and then $7 and something. And then y'all try to take out $54 again for a membership.
Right. Starts off as a trial. After that trial, if it's not called in or canceled.
Okay, but like I said, I know nothing about that, period. I don't even know who done that. A trial? What kind of trial? You supposed to get a blender or something?
Yes, ma'am.
I never got a blender. But I want it stopped. I have custody of 5 grandkids. I would never do a membership like that. Or a trial where they take money out of my account like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, what we do here in the fraud department, we could put this under a fraud investigation. Whereas they'll be contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP address on the account so they can verify where the extra charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges.
Okay.
But if you don't want to go through fraud, we offer a courtesy refund amount. That'll be a 75% refund of that charge. But if you're sure you don't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
I didn't order this. I want my money back. That's what I want.
So, which one did you want to do, ma'am? Did you want to go through fraud or proving it's a fraudulent charge? Or we can do 75% if you don't want to go through fraud?
Do the 75%. I want my money back. I don't see why I'll get 100% back because I didn't order this. Who would?
Well, if you didn't order it, ma'am, that's why we have the fraud investigation.
Well, fraud investigation probably take forever. I'm going to go to my bank and cancel this card, whoever did it, but I would like my money back. Like I said, I have custody of kids, and
Okay. Well, I'll issue the refund for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate that. Now, okay, you said 3 to 5 days. Okay. Had to be one of the grandkids that got a hold of my car.
Right.
I appreciate it. So they won't be trying to take out any more, will they?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, and I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. To you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What?